The unrest in Greece over austerity measures aimed at pulling it from the brink of bankruptcy has turned violent today. At this moment, the finance ministry and at least one bank are burning. Tens of thousands of protesters are in the streets of the Greek capital, and three people have died. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli joins us now on the line from Athens. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
It sounds like from just what I've said that it's pretty out of control there in Athens today.
It's a little bit less now because after the street battles with the police and demonstrators, a lot of people have been dispersed. There are still some sporadic fires, small fires in bins and shop windows in the city center. But yes, it was a pretty chaotic mid-morning, early afternoon. The demonstrations really started quite peacefully. There were a lot of people on the street, perhaps as many as 100,000. They marched. They were quite angry, but the first part of the rally was really, really quite peaceful. And then some people dispersed, and then a group of young people. We don't know if they were organized anarchists, but they certainly were organized, ready for violence. They came prepared. They had face masks. They had bars with which to pry paving stones from the streets. They taunted the police, and after a while, the police responded with tear gas, stun grenades. And from what we understand, a Molotov cocktail was thrown at a branch bank nearby, was set on fire. Three people died, two women and a man, and four people who were seriously injured have been hospitalized.
Now, how representative are these demonstrators, would you say, of Greeks as a whole? Because, of course, many Greeks have been out in the street demonstrating over these last weeks.
I do not think that they are representative of the majority of Greeks. I've been here now for more than a week, and I've been talking to an awful lot of people, and I think I see a lot of anger, but I see also a great deal of resignation. I'd like to point out that on Saturday there was also a very big demonstration, and very peaceful until then. A group of black-clad anarchists came, and they started smashing windows. And what I saw is a lot of normal Greeks getting very angry about the violence. So I do not think that today's riots are representative. But, you know, it is the first test for this government that has just announced these very, very austere measures, wage and pension cuts in the public sector, hikes in consumer product taxes. So it's we have to see now. We haven't yet heard from the government reaction to what had happened. But tomorrow the parliament is expected to pass the law enabling these measures to be enacted.
Just finally, Greece is in big financial trouble. And even though today's demonstrators might be a fringe version of the demonstrations, you know, a lot of people wonder why Greeks are so vehement to keep pensions and other benefits when the country is in so much trouble that by Western standards might be called gold-plated.
Well, you know, actually, Greece is not alone. Even Germany has a pretty solid safety net, not perhaps as generous as the one in Greece. The one in Greece was definitely swollen. The public sector is huge. Something like one in three Greeks work in the public sector. It is really over the top. But you know, unions have been strong, and there's a strong sense that they were entitled to these privileges.
Sylvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli joined us on the line from Athens.